Hey, Carson?
Yes.
Hey, Sam Bradford, similar to you, twice tore his ACL. How have you been able to come back and been effective so quickly?
Well, it was a long off season, a ton of work and a ton of strengthening and getting, you know, all the fundamentals back and really just a lot of work. It's still a work in progress. I'm still doing rehab stuff. I'm still, you know, working out to get all the muscles in the leg around the knee to protect the knee strong. So really I just attribute it to just a ton of work.
Is Sam someone you know at all or have followed during this process?
No, you know, I haven't had a chance to spend much time with him, just kind of here and there, but I haven't, you know, to be honest, I really haven't followed exactly what's going on.
Carson, have you had a lot of younger quarterbacks kind of express to you that you were kind of a guide to getting over the ACL?
Not so much quarterbacks. I've had a lot of calls just from, it really seems like the last 2 or 3 years there's been so many ACL tears and had, I don't know how, but guys get my number through agents or whatever and just call and ask questions about who to rehab with and who should do the surgery and you know, things like that. So not necessarily quarterbacks, really just kind of every position you could think of.
What's the best piece of advice you give to those people?
I think the most important thing is finding the right person to rehab with. You know, it's not so important that you pick the right doctor, because there's a lot of good doctors and they all pretty much do the same thing, but finding the right physical therapist that really knows how to kind of push your buttons and get the most out of you and make sure that they really push you. And it's something that a lot of people take a lot of time with and really kind of baby. But I think it's really important to get pushed and you'll know when you're going too hard, your knee will tell you, it'll swell up and you'll shut it down. But really just, I think the best thing is finding the right guy or the best guy to do your rehab.
On that note, the injury happened in November. You were back in minicamp. Did that help you get such a quick start to the season, the fact that you were full then?
Yeah, I mean, I you know, pretty much was full go, I did a number, I forget exactly, but I was doing all the 7-on-7 stuff for all the OTAs and then the vet minicamp at, I believe, mid-June-ish, I was cleared for and doing live drills and all that, and it was huge for me to do all that, to work on the footwork and the fundamentals and the timing of the passing game, and then have the month of July to go back and watch it and really kind of pinpoint the things I really needed to work on and really needed to stress on. And it gave me a chance to kind of get a jump start in July to get ready for that August training camp.
Carson, you've played with a lot of really good wide receivers. Where does Larry Fitzgerald rank, and what sets him apart?
Oh, he's one of the best football players I've ever played with, period. You know, at any position. But what sets him apart? A lot. It's not one or two things. He's extremely professional. He's a great teammate. He's a great leader. He works every day in the weight room, in the classroom, obviously on the practice field. But he really takes his time to mentor young guys and bring young guys along and show young guys the ropes, and not just how to run a route, but how to be a professional, how to take care of your body, all those things. I mean, he's been sensational for a long time, and he's not slowing down.
What's the difference of having him in the huddle, say, than maybe Chad Johnson or Terrell Owens?
I mean, they're all dominant players. I mean, as far as on the field, I mean, T.O. was extremely dominant, even when I played with him at age 37 or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. Chad was extremely dominant, too. Larry is just as dominant in a different way now. I mean, Chad and T.O. both played on the outside and ran tons of go routes and comebacks and all the stuff downfield. Larry plays inside and blocks linebackers and safeties and then runs really, really good routes underneath and is a phenomenal after-the-catch guy. So, I mean, they're all very similar as far as just being dominant at the position.
Carson, can you tell me what you see from the Eagles secondary?
Yeah, it's very, very, very good personnel. I mean, you look at them across the board. I think Jenkins is a phenomenal football player. I mean, a really good safety. He's really good in nickel packages and play. You know, I would assume he'll be on Larry. But really, really good player. I know Byron Maxwell's really come along and gotten better. Really, you know, just watching the last 2 months of film, really come along, made a ton of plays. The young guy, the rook from on the other side, is you know, he doesn't look like a rookie. He doesn't play like a rookie. And then 26 is playing really good football, and that's the kind of safety you want now. You don't want the big, heavy hitter guys that get you penalties. You want the ball hawk guys that cover a lot of ground. And he looks like a very rangy ball hawk type guy, and just a very, very good secondary personnel wise.
Hey Carson, you've played the Eagles several times. Are they different this year than they were when you beat them last year, you think, defensively?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple new faces. I think Cox is playing at an even higher level this year, and he had a great year last year. But they've done some different things. They've changed some things up. They're doing a little bit more stuff to confuse you, and you know, some pre-snap stuff up front and with their fronts and linebackers and protection stuff. They're trying to get mismatches more, it seems. You know, it's not a totally different group. It's, you know, it's still a very good group.
You've played under different coordinators over the years. How long does it take you to get really comfortable in an offense to where you really have mastered it?
I don't know if you can ever master it. That's always the goal. I kind of like thinking you can't, because it keeps you wanting more and keeps you, you know, hungry to get better and improve. But it's a 2-3 year process. I mean, I'm in the third year of this system, and I really feel like I'm just starting to get it, and I have a long way to go, and I'm excited about next year already just because of where we are right now. But it's hard. I mean, you got to take your hat off to Sam. I mean, he's come into a completely different style of everything, run game, in the shotgun, different players, different play calls, totally different tempo. I mean, it's a totally different change. And he's really picked it up fast. I mean, I think every quarterback in the league would look at it and say, man, he's done a great job in such a short time. But it's 2 years would be getting it really fast. I really think it's kind of a 3-year thing.
I'm curious about Matt Barkley. He spent the past 2 years here. What have you seen from him since you guys reconnected?
Yeah, I really think he's got a great future. You know, not sure, you know, kind of where it went wrong there. But I think this is a really good system for him. I think he kind of fits the mold of this style of quarterback play, maybe a little bit better than there. So I think he's got a great future. You know, he's been just a sponge. I mean, he just wants to know everything, wants a ton of information, wants to get better, wants to know why all the time, which gets annoying. But I get it. You know, he's a young guy trying to pick it up, and I think he's got a great future here.
Carson, you mentioned that Sam has done a good job learning this new offense in a short amount of time. In addition to that, he also was coming off the ACL, so he wasn't able to do a lot early on. Could you have imagined if you were in that situation, how you would have done there?
No, I mean, it's different. You know, I got traded in week 6 of a season and played the next week, which was really, really difficult. So I know what it's like to kind of be force-fed everything and have to pick it up fast. I know how hard it is. I mean, I don't care how good you are, how well you throw it, how smart you are. It just takes time. It takes time to get just the footwork down and the rhythm of the throws. And it takes a ton of time and a ton of reps to get confidence in the guys around you and trust in those guys and trust that they're going to break right here and trust that they're going to take this angle and catch this ball. You just kind of got to hit fast forward on everything. And you know, you got to take some shots here and there. You know, you're going to throw some balls that you probably put it right where it was supposed to go, you thought, but the longer you're in the offense, you realize it shouldn't go there. And, you know, there's just some, you know, kind of some bumps and bruises you got to take and some lumps on the way and some mistakes you have to make to get better, to learn why, to see why. And I know how that is. And coming off a knee, I know how that is. So that's why I said, you know, you got to take your hat off to Sam, because he's done a ton in a very short amount of time.
Carson, can you talk a little bit about Tyrann Mathieu and what he's like on and off the field?
Yeah, I mean, he's you know, I had the privilege of playing against Troy Polamalu and Ed Reed for a long time, and I think those two guys are the two best defensive guys I've ever faced. And he's a mix of both of them. He's right down the middle between Ed and Troy. He understands the game. He sees the game before plays happen. If you miss a ball, he will intercept it. You've got to be right on with your accuracy around him, just like Ed. Ed was the exact same way. He's got some skill to him where he'll just jump a play like Troy and guess and be right. It's what seems like all the time. But off the field, I mean, he's as good a guy as you'll meet. I mean, I've played with a lot of guys that have had off the field problems, and then you get to meet him, and perception is not reality. And perception of him, which, you know, everybody's probably got a different perception of him, but he's as good a guy. He does a ton of stuff in the community. He just loves playing the game. He loves studying. I'm at work very early every day. He's in right around the time I'm in. Very professional. Just an absolute joy as a teammate.
Thanks a lot, Carson.
Thank you, Carson.
Thank you.